Story one...
Involves what?
Involves me hitting things.
Okay. Story two...
Story two involves me falling into things.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Hey, hey, it's Gary and Chelsea from KMFM Breakfast with a brand new episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast.
Here we are, episode 17 on your now weekly podcast. And if you haven't already, like, followed, subscribed, liked, rated, what other things can you do to this podcast?
Basically, just share as much love as possible because we're needy and we need to know.
So needy. I mean, you might think we're just saying that, but really,
yeah, seriously.
This is our lives. So thanks if you can do any of those things, all of those things, more. Coming up on this episode.
We got very excited about kebabs.
Oh.
I'm hungry just thinking about it.
Seriously, if you are like a smidgen peckish right now, once you hear about kebabs, you are going to be ravenous.
Harry caused some heartbreak, though.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Particularly for me.
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm okay.
I'm not.
I'm made of stronger stuff.
But we did have a fun story time for World Theatre Day.
I loved that story, and it really does tell people, I think, a lot about how you've got to where you are today.
There was a dodecahedron disaster.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really highbrow. Don't worry, everyone, it's not.
Gary made a big, quite frankly, epic mistake.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, we all make mistakes. I'm not going to beat myself up. Anyway, look, enjoy all of that and lots more coming up in this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Podcast entitled...
Kebabs Don't...
This is a good title. Pull it together.
It's your face. I can't look at you. Okay.
Thanks.
Kebabs, dodecahedrons and love for little feet.
Perfectly normal.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what to do here. Be honest with you.
You're not looking me in the eye.
I can't. Because I don't want to... It's too much.
Oh, no.
I don't want that level of contact here because I don't want to...
It's Monday. Don't do this to me.
I don't want to pick the vibe up, the emotions off you. Because okay. We're about to play some Harry Styles.
In love of my life.
Well, you say that. Love of your life. I mean, have you seen the photos and seen the story?
No.
Emily Ratajkowski and
no.
Harry in the street having quite a full-on kiss. They're in Japan, if that's important. I mean, it isn't, I suppose. But you're they're both there. Cool. They had a really big old... I would say snog. I would say it's past kiss and into snogging arenas. It's quite a random bit of video if you've not seen it yet. They're kind of in the street and everyone's sort of... No one's really caring. And then a guy goes past on a delivery moped within, like, a couple of feet of him.
Go past. I'd be in there forcing them apart. He's mine!
So, yeah. So, I mean, I didn't want to break that. I didn't want to drop that. You've had a lovely weekend away, and now you're back, and it's Monday morning and stuff. I didn't really want to drop it on you, but I feel like I want you to hear it from me.
I appreciate the consideration, but yeah. I need a moment to process this.
Right, okay.
I'm on the out. I mean, what's the point?
I'm out. Are you gone?
I need to have a cry.
Okay, you have a little cry.
Just gonna go.
All right, you go have a little. All right, then.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Today is World Theatre Day, World Theatre Day today.
Yes, darlings.
Now, you've done a bit, the showbiz stuff, and I saw this and I thought, this is great. If you haven't got a World Theatre Day story for us, we might as well pack up and go home. So, look, I know it's hard to dredge up like a story out of nowhere, but you've got so many. I'm thinking you must be there must be something that's popped into your mind about you in theatre.
Two have sprung to mind already.
Okay.
Would you like story one or story two?
What? Give us a headline about each one.
Okay. Story one...
Involves what?
Involves me hitting things.
Okay. Story two...
Story two involves me falling into things. There's a theme here.
I think... What are we going with, everyone? Hitting or falling? Hitting or falling? They're saying falling.
Falling.
Falling into things. Here's a
story number two
for World Theatre Day of Chelsea Little falling.
I had to play a frog. in a pantomime.
Oh, great. What panto has a frog in it?
It was Cinderella, because it's when the fairy godmother gets all the animals to come and help.
Does she?
And I was a frog. I pulled the short straw there.
Yeah, you
and
did. What was your job? What does a frog do to help Cinderella?
I had to get the pumpkin, which just made it so much more difficult because this head is massive and it smelt like feet. And I'm dragging this pumpkin. And I'm like 9 years old. I'm like a tiny human at this point. And I'm trying to ribbit my way to give my best frog. To which point I fall over the pumpkin.
Yes!
And forward roll into the orchestra pit.
Yes! You went into the pit!
Poor Dave on the cello didn't know what hit him.
Oh, Dave, it was just a small child, just as a frog. What's wrong with you?
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Finally! Chebabs are here to save the world. Chebabs!
I love the name so much.
Cheese kebabs! Cheese kebabs! It's a big block of cheese, like you'd get the what we used to call the elephant leg on the thing spinning around, but it's cheese, not meat of some, I don't know, description.
Yeah.
Cheese, it rotates round, it tastes a bit like cheddar, it tastes a bit like halloumi.
Oh, divine.
And it goes into a kebab. You know, the pita pocket goes in there with salad and sauce. And it's a pop-up shop. They're doing it in London. How is it not already a thing?
This needs to be a universe. Do they still shave it like they do?
They shave it. It's going around on that rotisserie thing.
Wow.
They shave it and in it goes with salad and sauce and chili sauce, my friend.
I'm dripping
that goes in
over
there.
Here.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
How has it taken this long to come up with chebabs? The name as well. Wowzers. I mean, what else? Come on, let's
what
get ahead of the curve.
Could we get?
Cheese kebab's been done now, guys. We can't invent it. What else can we invent?
What about a butterbab?
What's a butterbab?
So it's just a giant slab of butter that melts and you can just put toast near it.
I just like smear it on.
Yeah, just pop
it. So as it rotates, you hold your toast up against it.
Yeah.
As it rotates, it butters your toast for you. I feel like it's going to be hard to get the temperature just right, that it doesn't all just flow off immediately.
What about a dessert one, like a chocobab?
Oh, a chobab. Yes. Okay, that's for pudding. Chebabs for main.
Chobab.
I can't even say it.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Good news for any men listening this morning that have small feet.
Right.
Apparently, men with small feet are the best lovers. Best people to date.
Wow.
Lovely jubbly. And I've got a theory with this.
Right,
because
okay.
I don't really, like, feet isn't really up there on my, like, list of specifications of what I look for.
But you'd need a manual, do you, for a fella?
Yeah, I've got a list.
Okay, yeah.
I turn up with a clipboard and a pen.
Okay, good. This is why you're single.
But small feet's never been on there. I'm neutral. Okay. You can have whatever size feet you like.
Okay, that's
literally
nice of you.
Pick a number, any number.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
But I think the reason they're probably better people today is because when your feet hurt on a night out, when you're in your heels, you can just swap shoes.
Oh, that's good.
Perfect. I went out in my stupid stilettos. You've put on your comfy trainers. Thank you.
There you are. Put on the comfies on the way to get a kebab.
Yeah.
That is so good. I mean, what size are we saying is small?
This is a good point, because I feel like I've got a big feet for a girl, because I'm 6.5, so I have to buy sevens.
Sevens.
It's quite big for a girl.
Okay, yeah.
What size shoe have you got?
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Buckle up, people.
Okay, here we go.
It's a Chelsea story time. And this is true. Like, I'm literally hand on heart.
No one is surprised. I don't know why you try and convince us that some crazy thing that happened in your life really happened. Because, like, day one, we got the measure of you, Chelsea.
I'm feel ridiculous about myself.
Well, yeah.
So I went on holiday.
Right.
Went to see one of the pretty sights. It was a giant arch. And then we were like, oh, we'll get a picture for the gram. And when we got there, there was this man blowing giant bubbles. He'd got one of those, like, wiggle things that make these huge bubbles.
Got a wiggle thing?
Yeah, it's like a rope thing and they dip it in there.
Oh, yeah.
So cool. Okay. I'm a giant kid, so I loved it.
So lots of bubbles, yeah. Right,
and my friend was like,
bubbles.
This will look really good in a video because we can slow it down and you'll be able to see the bubbles.
Oh.
She's like, go just, like, stand in front of it when he blows the bubbles.
Yeah.
I've never felt threatened by bubbles before.
No, you're not usual.
I feel like
worrying, usually.
Yeah, I feel like they're quite harmless things because they pop. Well, apparently not, because as I spin, I turn face first into a giant bubble, which pops in my face. I go blind, but I'd committed to the spin, so I just kept turning blind. I took out a cyclist. My friend's deceased on the floor. Falling, my eyes were burning. I had to FaceTime my mum later that day and she was like, why are your eyes so red? And I was like, I got attacked by a bubble.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
KMFM.
Happy anniversary to something they said was going to change the world. Something they said we're never going to cope with. People were up in arms. They were like, no, why? Why are we doing it this way? In fact, I still don't know why.
I have no idea.
The 12-sided pound coin came out on this very day. Hey, guess how? Guess when? The 12-sided... Remember, we had the round ones, and then the 12-sided arrived. How long ago, do you reckon? On this day, did they
on
get introduced?
Day, I feel like post-war.
Oh, my God. It's 2017. And what war you were talking about? Let's just gloss over that you spoke there. 2017. But don't you remember they were like they came in and you won't remember
because they used to be really smooth and then now
round
they're
round is what that's called. Yeah. Round that shape. You know, like the sun. When you look up at the sun, that's round that shape.
I know that's
round.
What
they call that.
It's like my face.
Like a plate. Like your face. Everyone was like, can't do 12 sides. Why are they doing 12 sides? My shopping trolley won't work. The parking meter is not going to work anymore. Will it fit in my piggy bank? But we're all, it's all fine.
The piggy bank.
It was all fine. It worked out. So I'm just saying, look, just use that as a bit of experience. Obviously not you, Chelsea, because you don't remember it, because you thought it was in the war. But everyone else.
So why 12 sides?
Well, we haven't got to the bottom of that. Maybe you could do some research. Be the first thing you found out.
Isn't a dodecahedron 12-sided?
Oh, well, why are you starting talking about animals from the rainforest now?
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
It's Respect Your Cat Day today. Now, I don't think you can just respect a thing. Something has to demand respect.
Yeah, that's very true.
And cats do demand respect. I don't know how they do it. I'm not a cat person. I've never had cats. But I understand that they do demand respect. Like, I've had dogs, got a dog now.
Yeah.
He doesn't demand respect. He demands, I don't know, just
cuddles.
Being a silly sausage the whole time. That's all he is. Just a big dopey. That's what dogs are. I don't know. But cats, they demand respect. I'm not entirely sure how, but I think they do.
They do, 100%. Like, cats are so demanding, especially for me, because, like, cats are so demanding towards me that they make me puff up like a steak bake because I'm allergic to them.
So there you go.
I literally expand.
Like the purple girl in Willy Wonka.
Yeah,
that's
what's
you.
What's her name? Violet?
Yeah, Violet.
Violet, you're going Violet. Yeah. But I just swell. I expand.
You don't go purple.
I don't go purple.
But you do swell.
Thankfully.
Oh, part of me wants a cat to wander in here now and just to see you inflate.
I'll just gradually expand. By the 10 o'clock hour, you'll be able to pop me like a bubble.
Roll her out of here, Oompa Loompas. Oompa Loompa, get her out of here.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And I had a realisation this morning.
This doesn't sound like this is going to end well. Yeah.
I can't tell if I'm feeling smug or if I'm disgusted in myself.
Okay, I'll tell you. Don't worry.
Okay, good. I left the house about 4:30.
Right.
As I'm leaving, someone else is entering and they pass me with, quite frankly, a smog of, like, alcohol, a Big Mac.
Oh.
The smell just hits me. They're coming in from a night out.
Yeah.
So living in an apartment block.
You're right.
Meanwhile, I'm leaving with my meal prep and a little oat latte.
Yeah.
This job is making me sensible.
Yeah.
I need to spice it up or something. I might have to pierce my belly button or get a fringe.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Grab yourself an emotional support bro.
Okay.
And buckle up. Because chips, ice creams, and battered sausages are at risk.
From what and why? What's going on?
I'm sorry to break this news, but they are not safe. There is a 48% increase in seagulls. And they are going for them.
Where's all these seagulls coming from?
They've been described as more confident and undeterred by stamps, wafts, and shouting. They're not fazed. You can stamp on that pavement. They don't care. Waft them away. Nope, they're still coming for your sausage. We need to take matters into our own hands.
No. What do you mean?
We need to hide the food.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what we need to do. Okay, hide the food.
I'm thinking umbrellas that look like pavements.
That's such a good idea!
Camouflaged! So you can tutor along with your mister.
Sometimes your madness sometimes swerves into genius. It's a wobbly line between your madness and genius.
Line.
But you've swerved into genius here.
Thank you very much. I'll accept my award later on.
Umbrellas.
Yeah, you have the pattern on it.
I gotcha.
Hold it above.
Totally great.
They have no idea you've got a Mr. Whippy under there.
Yes.
With a flake.
Oh, bad Savoy hanging out.
Chips and curry sauce.
This
no
is
why idea.
We are the greater of all the creatures.
Honestly.
Even the seagulls. I mean, it does sound like their mental health is stronger than humans at the moment. Very confident.
Undeterred and confident.
But we'll fool them with our brollies.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
If you fancy working with James Bond, good news. Because spy chiefs are at MI6 looking for technical operations officers. So that's like the Q. You know, the one who makes all the gadgets.
Yeah.
Right, that'll be you. You could be working across the globe and in close partnership with MI5 and GCHQ. Brilliant stuff. They're particularly, though, because they're underserved by females. I haven't got enough ladies working for them. They're particularly looking for female Qs.
Oh, I love this.
And like, people are like, oh, well, that's a bit, you know, different. But it's like, no, it makes perfect sense to me. Because women have loads more gadgets than men.
And we know.
Yeah,
we know.
You've got things for everything. You've got little, you know, right, fellas, what you got? Bit of soap, bit of moisturiser if you're really switched on. Ladies, you've got a bag of stuff you've arrived with.
Oh my God, my skincare is about 8 steps alone.
Right, okay, so you've got all those potions and mixtures, but not only that, you've got like little things. They look like scissors, but they're not scissors. They've got like a little clamping thing on the end. What do they do? Oh, they're for eyelashes. Well, you've got like a little eyelash. And what does that do? Oh, that files those bits down. What does that do? That helps lift those bits up.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've got tools for everything. And we carry them around all day in a handbag and manage to maintain good posture.
Yeah, exactly. So, James Bond, and you're made. Ladies are made to be Q. So
let's not act
surprised about this. That's all I'm saying. Bring it on, ladies.
They'll have all the gadgets and neat eyebrows.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Now, Jack Grealish, I'm sure he's a lovely, lovely man.
Yes.
Sure he is. Very handsome, tremendous footballer, of course. And here's something that I'm totally on board with. This is great. He, after every home game, he goes out and he gets a Chinese. He says, I love Chinese, man. After every game, I'll go get one.
Nice.
I go to Wings in Manchester. That's where he goes.
Yeah.
And this is what he orders for himself. And I'm down with this.
Okay.
Singapore chow mein.
Good choice.
Egg fried rice.
Good.
Salt and pepper chips.
Are the best.
Salt and pepper prawns.
Rogue.
And then curry sauce. But here's the thing. He then says, I then mix it all in and have a big free-for-all.
What do you mean mix it all
mixes
in?
Mixes it all. It's like one big...
Like
chow mein-y,
stirs it round like a stir
eggy,
fry.
Eggy, prawny, chippy, curry, gloop.
Just like a soggy brown lump of stuff.
Now, each to their own.
Yeah, okay.
But disgusting.
That's disgusting. I'm sorry. I'm not team smush it all together.
No,
I can't be.
See, my kids are as well. You give them like something all lovely, like, what's the name? Pie, shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
And then you see them, and it's just one big beige smushing. They stir it all together.
Stop smushing
it. Like, no, this is the point of the layers, guys.
The only thing that is acceptable to like smush slash mix together is pasta and sauce. When people give me spag bowl and then they put it on top. Yeah. I'm like, I've now got lonely pasta at the bottom of my bowl. I can't mix it properly together. There's always going to be a bit without sauce on it.
Chelsea.
It's just a devastating occurrence. Like, it just doesn't need to happen. So that is allowed to be smushed. I know.
I'm sorry that I brought that up. So smush or separate, how do you treat the foodstuffs on your plate?
Jenny in Gravesend. She's got specific here. With a full English breakfast.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She uses the sausages as barriers to prevent the eggs being contaminated, is the word she uses, with baked bean juice.
Oh, they're like a little fence, a little barrier of sausages.
I love a bit of baked bean juice. Like, that can mingle in with everything.
Okay.
Adds a bit of extra flavour.
Yeah,
so,
you
sorry,
would be
Jenny.
Building a sausage dam.
I don't need a barrier. Blend it together. Jay from Westmorling, he likes portion control.
Oh, yeah.
He has an equal amount of everything per fork so that every mouthful tastes the same.
Oh, no. The work that will go into that on some dishes. I mean, I admire it, but I don't have the
commitment
patience for
to
that.
Like a little bit, like do,
and a bit of that, and a bit of that, and a
little
bit of that.
Little bit of this, and a little bit of that.
It's peas. I'm thinking of peas going to be the real.
You have to stab them.
Then everything else will fall off your sticks. You'd have to stab the peas first. Then you can't stab anything. Oh, it's just too... I can't think about it.
And Lauren in Aylesford is feeling very passionate about eggs. She said it must not touch beans, but it must absolutely touch the bacon.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Most common mistakes we make. They've done like a top 30 chart of it. I mean, missing a train. It's not really a mistake, is it? But... you know, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Doing your wrong credit card PIN. Yeah, that's a mistake. Getting the wrong clothes ordered offline. They're the wrong size or, you know, it's the wrong thing. Calling someone the wrong name, I reckon, is the number one mistake.
I can imagine that happens quite a lot.
I'm terrible with names, so I kind of get that. I think my number one mistake is I often press the buttons around here too early. That's where I get too early. What mistake do you often make, would you say?
I think I've boiled the...
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
And don't forget to hit that follow button to stay up to date on our latest releases. Feast on more on our socials at KMFM Official. We're on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok with all the behind-the-scenes bloopers.
And we're on your radio every weekday morning from 6 till 10.
Listen via the KMFM app, which is free from your app store, or get friendly with your smart speaker. Alexa, play KMFM.